Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, Wayne Paul, minus 30 minutes. Been fighting the Fed and the IRS for more than 50 years. Look forward to interviewing Wayne, but on several times in the past. Fellow Texan, Tony Gosling of Bilderberg.org, great talk show host, researcher, former BBC investigator. And bringing that up, look, News Corp's propaganda, so is the BBC. We know they've gotten very jealous of the power of News Corp. I know News Corp was trying to deregulate media, some would say, so they could, you know, take over in England. And we now know for 6 years the police have known about this and covered up the indiscretions of News Corp. So again, I go back to the start. Why are they bringing this out now? I'm not a fan of Dominique Strauss-Kahn or the IMF, but I thought it was suspicious at the time because normally these top globalists are untouchable. Why are they untouchable now? And I think you said it. There's a huge war going on, but certainly there are interests out there who aren't as pure as the driven snow either that'll be happy to see the fall of the News Corp holdings in England.
I think what's happened is that we've got a difference in attitude amongst the chiefs at News International. It's a kind of pack mentality. They're starting to run scared. They're starting to make mistakes. They're starting to sort of trip up slightly. And this has really given, I think, the British establishment, which is a peculiar beast, has given them the feeling that actually now they're smelling blood and they're going to go for it. Because particularly with the stories that came about hacking the dead soldiers that had died in Afghanistan and Iraq, the hacking of the 7/7 victims. This is really like the final straw, I think. And let's not forget that Murdoch has not been loved in Britain. One of our greatest ever writers who came from my part of the world, the Forest of Dean, just into the South Wales from where Bristol is in the West Country, he was one of the greatest writers we ever had. He died about 1993, but he named, before he died, his pancreatic cancer, he named it Rupert. And he made a speech on British television and at the Royal Television Society about this, saying, look, Rupert Murdoch is a cancer, and we've got to get rid of this cancer somehow. And before he died, that's what he said. And I think there's a feeling which has been going on for a long time. Let's not forget, Murdoch bought the Times in 1981.
But this, hold on, this isn't the revenge of Soros, though. I'm not saying Murdoch's good, but, I mean, Murdoch has really been bringing kind of the Al Gorean carbon tax collectivist to their knees at many levels, while at the same time ordering News Corp in the U.S. to promote global warming. And this isn't just an inter-establishment coup, counter-coup?
I don't think so. No, I think it's fueled by genuine anger about these, particularly about these the hacking into murdered children's telephones, hacking into the phones of dead soldiers and their families, hacking into the phones of 7/7 victims whilst they may be in hospital or this is absolutely appalling.
All right, in closing, what about the reports?
What's fueling all this right now? I don't think there's any kind of weird conspiracy behind it, but it has been a dam, Alex, which has been building right since the 1980s. You know, the press in Britain really died in the 1980s with Rupert Murdoch's takeover of the Times newspaper in 1981, right the way through to the takeover of the BBC in 1986, which was the last time that we had a director general of the BBC who actually was a proper current affairs program maker. That he was replaced by an accountant. We've had all sorts of clones, business-minded people.
We're out of time.
And this dam has been building. The other thing that many people don't realize in that part of the world is that Rupert Murdoch, at the time of the last election, as part of the deal for supporting Cameron and his friends, has been lobbying like crazy for the undermining of the BBC. And I think, you know, most of the establishment in this country is much more pro-BBC than it is an internationalist like Murdoch. We like to think that we do actually have our own broadcasting system.
Right.
That comes from Britain. And Murdoch has made a big mistake in trying to attack the BBC.
Well, we're out of time, Tony. Let me get you back as this unfolds. But I agree, this is a BBC seizing on it. And I tell you, Murdoch, BBC, I don't know which one of those things floating around in the water smells worse, but we'll continue to track it and follow it. You mentioned the infighting. His daughter reportedly is having cussing fits, so they're definitely in deep trouble. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on The Economy. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, if you just joined us, we're now into hour number two. Brother of Ron Paul, presidential candidate Wayne Paul, who for 50 years has been exposing the Federal Reserve, fighting the IRS, a real in-the-trenches activist, just like his brother. He'll be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour, 33 after, for a couple segments. Then we're going to have open phones and a ton of military police state news coming up in the third hour, like this report. CIA veteran Robert Baer predicts September Israel-Iran war. And Robert Baer wouldn't be predicting that if it hadn't been green-lighted, but it still could be averted. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, Japan scrambles to protect damaged reactor from typhoon that's set to hit the coast. So we're going to be going over that news as well. I just want to finish talking about the News Corp. You know, that's the global holding company of News International, Rupert Murdoch Holdings. Rupert Murdoch plays both sides of the fence. He supports the carbon tax, but also fights it. He supports Hillary Clinton, but also funds her competitors. And that's how top globalists operate. He goes to Davos. He's a world government supporter. But he understands that there is a, quote, market, in his view, of people that are awake to it. So more and more, that's what Glenn Beck and other things were about. But when it got too successful, they got rid of him. And the word is from folks that really know Roger Ailes, he's actually anti-New World Order. But more and more, he is kind of drifting off into the recesses of News Corp and losing his influence. And he's also reportedly has medical issues, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Last time I talked about this, the fact that I knew this caused circuses at News Corp and made them hate me even more, even though I'm not an enemy of News Corp, of the people that are there, like Lou Dobbs, Napolitano, and others who are great people. That said, remember 3 months ago it came out that a year before, Politico reported on this 3 months ago, that Media Matters, publicly financed by George Soros, connected him with the White House publicly, with Cass Sunstein, who says he wants to cognitively infiltrate, get alternative media arrested. They said, it is our job, this is over a year ago now, came out 3 months ago, but at a meeting, what, 14, 15 months ago, again, came out a year later, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, you can pull up the dates. In fact, let's pull up Politico. What was the exact headline for folks that forget? It was Media Matters wants to infiltrate and destroy News Corp. And they said their mission is to get hired there. That's espionage. That's private spying. That's sabotage. They said we want to get into their offices. We want to destroy them. We want to dig up dirt on them. We want to come after them. So, you see that going on. You see this internal battle between different camps of the New World Order that I've been talking about really coming to a head. Does that say Murdoch's good? No. It's just that the Soros-Al Gore camp is clearly in an all-out war, and you've got the state-run BBC, and I'm sorry, folks, if I've got to choose BBC over News Corp, I'm going to choose News Corp. I mean, the BBC are masters of disinformation, brainwashing, dirty tricks. It wasn't News Corp getting internal government press releases that they were going to blow up Building 7 on 9/11. It was BBC. And they later admitted, yeah, we were sent a communique that tower was going to fall and jump the gun. I told you that's what that was. So BBC is super bad news. Now, have they had some good reporters in them? You know, they had the guy that made The Power of Nightmares about these fake wars and even alluded to stage terror. They do some of that to keep their audience, and more they've been phased out. So just like Dominique Strauss-Kahn, don't like him. This is how elitists act. Now it turns out, did have sex with a woman reportedly, prostitute, hooked in with mafia, Sarkozy spying on the whole thing, announcing he'd been arrested before the police had even picked him up or it was in the news. That was staged. Now, does that mean that DSK is a good guy? No, it doesn't. I don't like DSK. I'd like to see him go to jail for the IMF and World Bank's crimes, just like I'd like to see Bernanke. I mean, it's now come out that the big banks that he fronts for openly sold Europe, the United States government, private individuals, bad derivatives that they knew were fraudulent were going to blow up. Well, we already knew that. They created them. Bill Clinton got rid of it. Simultaneously in Europe in the late 90s, they got rid of laws blocking that. We had laws against it because if private megabanks can create unlimited trillions in fake financial instruments, A, they're going to take over and destroy competition with unfair trade practices. B, it's going to undermine the entire investment system and destroy the pension funds and the credibility of the major currencies, which is all happening. And on the ashes of that, they're openly announcing the world government run by the private bank of the world, Time, Newsweek, Financial Times, list goes on and on, offering their new level of control as a solution to the problems they engineered that aren't problems for them. They have really pulled this off with great precision, and only our naivete, only our ignorance has allowed them to get away with a lot of this. Now, look at these headlines. Obama, lawmakers have resumed debt talks. But I read to you the Chinese statements earlier where they said that, let me just grab it, USA Today, 6/10, last month, Chinese say the U.S. is already defaulting on debt. Forget the debt ceiling debate. The U.S. is already in default, says Chinese government and debt rating agencies. Of course, they're into QE3 already. Remember Bob Chapman 2 months ago, whenever Bernanke said, we're not going into QE3. He said, Alex, here's the evidence and listed the numbers. They were already in QE3. By the time they talk about officially being in QE3 next month, they're going to be in QE4. That means devaluing your dollar, your savings, your fixed income. It is the biggest, most sickening, disgusting tax in the world. All this debt ceiling stuff about, oh, we got to cut government spending and raise your taxes, that money's all slated to too big to fail banks that's impossible to ever prop up. It's designed to implode. And I hear all these talk show hosts who just don't get it. We've got to get this simple information out to everybody. Now, look at this news. Why is gold surging in the normally dead time for gold, the middle of the summer? July is always the worst. July, August. That usually picks up by the end of August. Why is it an all-time record in the middle of July? Why is silver shooting towards its record, pumping past 40 today? After the bankers did all this finagling months ago to drive it down, because the dollar and every other major currency in G20 coordinated devaluation is being turned into a ruble, a peso. Okay? I mean, the peso's rising will soon be on par. The Canada's already passed us. Just a decade ago, a loonie was worth 60 cents on the dollar. Gold isn't going up. Your dollar is going down, and they signaled, yeah, we're going to fully devalue the dollar. So you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, I want to bring Ted Anderson up. Remember 3 months ago when they artificially drove gold and silver down? And I got Ted on, and I said, I'm not selling my gold or silver because the fundamentals of this. You look at an 11-year graph, 12-year graph, it's all going straight up. They do little manipulative dips, but it always retraces and goes up even more. Because of the fundamentals. The globalists are buying gold and silver. So I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up to talk about how big a deal this is. And Geithner 2 weeks ago saying it's going to be the worst thing in our lives. And it's not going to end for a long time. They're basically now admitting we're going into a depression, Ted.
Well, they sure are. And Bloomberg is reporting through Charters saying that gold is going to hit $5,000 an ounce by the year 2020. I mean, there's so much going on in the marketplace. Fears of the European crises. You know, and that's just swelling up. It's making the S&P 500 drop. I mean, just about anything you can think of that could be disastrous for the United States economy is happening right now. And that's why you're seeing gold go up. I mean, gold hit a high today already of $16.50. Silver hit a high today of $40.82. Obviously, there's a lot of problems that are out there, just like China saying that we've already defaulted on our debt. Well, if you're having to print money and borrow it in order to have, you know, in order to keep things going, you've defaulted on your debt. It'd be just like one individual who has too many credit cards and signs up for the next one to pay the last one. You're beyond help. You cannot be fixed. You will have to file bankruptcy. The way the United States files bankruptcy, they start the printing press, and that's what
they're doing. And it's not just the Chinese. It's Ron Paul. It's Jim Rogers. It's Mark Faber. It's Peter Schiff. You don't have to be an economist to know this. This has happened over and over again. It happened in Rome. It happened in Babylon. And but the sickening thing is, Ted, they've maneuvered us into this, and then they're posing as our saviors, telling us raise taxes and it will fix it. The only thing that'll fix it is saying we don't owe the 1.5 quadrillion that the banks created.
That's exactly right. You cannot fix this problem without getting rid of the printing press and getting rid of the Federal Reserve System. We have a system that is compounding against us. We have currency that comes into existence through a loan. So in other words, we have to go into debt just in order to get it. If we have better economic times, it just means we're going to go further into debt. We are now down at the edge of it. It's like a snowball rolling down the hill, picking up more snow as it comes down. Eventually, it crashes and it busts apart. And that's exactly what's going on. Compounding interest against a fiat currency will kill it. And that's where we're at. We've had 100 years of this fiat system.
They designed it in their own admissions to do this and to convert the entire economy over to themselves. Then once they have more assets and all the real assets in the world, they fully implode the economy and call for their global VAT, global carbon tax, paid to the private banks who engineered it, and they've got Bill O'Reilly out promoting carbon taxes and VAT now, and conservatives are saying, yes, I don't want my retirement check. I hear veterans calling in saying, I don't deserve it for my kids. Don't give me my retirement check. That will then just mean no money into the economy, further depression, which further brings us to our knees. And if you gave up all of your retirement checks that you worked for, you would never even pay off a fraction of this. But you can't get the message to them because Fox News is telling them that it's good.
That's right. I mean, it's just such a snow job, and people are buying it in some cases. Of course, your audience isn't. They're more aware of what's going on. But that's what people just need to be educated.
Ted, stay there. I want to hear about this Bloomberg article. I didn't know they were talking about $5,000 an ounce gold. And if it does go that direction, if they keep devaluing the dollar, it won't be 2020. It won't be, you know, 8.5 years from now. It'll be a year from now. But regardless, they're killing the globe's currencies, not just the dollar. And there is no perfect place to be, but the best bet in my research is gold and silver. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
It's like watching a train wreck. I saw the train coming. I saw the truck parked on the tracks. I saw the train hit the truck. Now I'm watching the train derail. In fact, there was the headline from Bloomberg. Jaron just threw it on screen. Stan Charts Chin says gold may reach 5,000 by 2020. They've got the video report up there. We'll get that linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Kurt Nemo. We've got a lot of other important news coming up, and Ron Paul's brother Wayne Paul, truly a chip off the old block, or chip from the same block, will be joining us coming up in the next segment. Ted, going back to you, I know that, when they plunge gold and silver, now it's, of course, retraced its losses, gold breaking an all-time record, silver surging back past 40. I know that you rushed in knowing the trend and bought a bunch of gold and silver, and unlike other brokers, you actually hold it, A. B, you pass on the low prices. Now that it's gone up, it's the equivalent of getting in a time machine and teleporting back to a few months ago to get that low price. But as of talking to you last Thursday, you'd already run out of some of the special radio offers. Some of the prices had gone up, but it's still way below what it is now. You also have a special where you're offering The American Dream, excellent animated documentary about the history of the Federal Reserve, very entertainingly done, great for newbies, great tool to wake people up. You get that free with two silver dollars that are at cost, and Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. While supplies last, we are running out of these very, very quickly. Ted, tell folks about that offer and then about some of the gold deals you've got for people and how long you're going to be able to offer those specials.
Well, okay. Well, first of all, let's talk about that video deal. It's $130 now. You get two silver dollars. Let me tell you, you can't get two silver dollars for $130, but you get this neat little DVD like you're describing. It's like perfect for somebody who is just waking up to what's going on or needs to be woke up. You give them that video. It's so entertaining that they'll be riveted to it, watching it. And then by the time they're done, they're going to be scratching their head, wondering whatever happened. Franks right now are at $350. We give a full year subscription to the International Forecaster when you buy that coin. The British Sovereign is at $438. U.S. Eagles right now are at $1,713.60. Here's a neat one, Alex. It now takes 30 of the new fiat dimes to buy one old constitutional silver dime. And I just can't tell you enough, man, you should have that constitutional silver dime. Walking Liberty halves right now are $20.71. I mean, just there's a whole plethora. There's a whole array of different things that you can be buying. I never get a chance to buy enough. The market drops. I think, okay, I'm going to put as much as I can, as many of my resources as I got possible to do it. And then it goes racing right back upward. Here we are sitting here in July. I thought I would have a lot more time to buy than I did. And gold is hitting a peak it has never seen before. That means that August, September, October, all that's going to build on this. We always have our peak in the marketplace toward the end of the year, not now. Now is the time when we see the bottom of the market, and it's just absolutely opposite. And, Alex, I need to tell you, there's so many problems going on in this economy. There's so much trouble going on in our own government, Washington, D.C., with this government shutdown, and the only solution they have is to turn on the printing press and go further into debt. You're talking about QE3, which is already going on. China's saying that we're defaulting on our debt. It's coming from everywhere.
We've been 100% right, and not because we're brain surgeons or rocket scientists. Now, Ted, you got a lot of different video deals. You've got one where you get five of my films and three silver dollars, but separately, because I think you misquoted, how much is it for the two silver dollars and the Big Brother book and the American Dream film and book free?
Yeah, well, total right now it's $130. I did have to raise it $5, but that's it. I mean, I need to...
Ted, I think you're confused. It was $75 last week.
Yeah, no, it was... Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. It was $75. Yeah, you're right. It's $80 plus $5. Anyway, $75 plus $5 is $80. Yeah, right. I am confused. I apologize.
No, it's okay, Ted. That happens to the best of us because you have another video deal. The point is you can't get two silver dollars for $80 right now. I mean, they're above 40 in spot. And you get a free book that's excellent and the American Dream DVD. I mean, that is an insane deal. So it's two silver dollars. That includes shipping and a free book and a free DVD. That's a wonderful deal just for the silver dollars, Ted.
Well, that's the whole point, Alex. I mean, people are going to need the silver dollars to start with. Then you get this video, you hand it out to your friends, and all of a sudden you're making a difference in this country.
Absolutely. And I think you're talking about the three silver for a dollar deal and five of my films free. That's 130. But folks, call, find out the exact numbers. In fact, I'll have Ted go get them from the brokers and give me those specials specifically. 800-686-2237. Here's the number to call and take advantage. Tell them it's the radio specials. 800-686-2237. If you missed it, I'll give you the number again when we come back. And we got Wayne Paul joining us. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Wayne Paul, a great freedom fighter, in the spirit of 1776, brother of presidential candidate, congressman, and Dr. Ron Paul, here in just a moment. I first met Wayne at a In the Fed rally in Dallas in 2008. We later learned the Army was there spying on us. How dare American citizens go and protest the private Federal Reserve peacefully? We've got to have the Army Counterterrorism Unit out there watching them, and it's turned out in Tennessee, they've had the same groups do that to Ron Paul himself at a rally. How dare this evil, dangerous family doctor warn us that the private Federal Reserve would implode our economy? How dare him talk about dollar devaluation? How dare him say the bankers would try to implode the economy and seize total power? How dare him be 100% right? How dare him never compromise? How dare him be a real American? How dare his brother? How dare his entire family? How dare those protesters talk about the real problem that's killing our country? Sorry, we're going to Wayne Paul here in a moment. Ted has a whole bunch of specials running, and I had him go actually pull the offers, and I was correct. But I do that all the time, get stuff backwards. You get three silver dollars and three of my best-selling films free with free shipping for $130. Okay? So that's $130 with shipping included. Obama Deception, Fall of the Republican, Endgame for $130. Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. Now, the other deal that's even better than that is Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Excellent, thick book, great read, very informative. And The American Dream, animated documentary about the Banksters, very entertaining, great to wake up newbies. Both these free, two silver dollars, $80 shipping is included. $80, free shipping, free book, free film. $80. Folks, try to get two silver dollars right now for $80. So, again, that's a loss leader for Midas Resources. And now correcting that, it's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But I would be not just doing the loss leaders. I'd be checking into those radio specials on gold and silver because gold and silver aren't really going up with gold at an all-time high of above 1600 today. The dollar, they've signaled they're going to completely kill it. That's why they're moving away from the dollar as the world reserve currency and to commodities like oil, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, titanium, copper. That's why you got copper thieves and metal thieves all over the world robbing trains, you name it, because the world is in an engineered depression. Now, I'm really excited. We got some big breaking TSA news, by the way. TSA charges congressman with violating federal law for exposing security breaches. See, the bureaucracy's saying, we're coming after you, pal. Just like that whistleblower on NSA stealing money. They indicted his hind end. I mean, are you starting to get how dangerous this government is? But that's good. Let them start shoving. Congress might actually wake up and behave like patriots once they realize the tyranny. Wayne Paul is a CPA and brother of Representative Ron Paul. Wayne, of course, appears in the Obama Deception. He discusses the Social Security scam, the Federal Reserve, and how a country is bankrupt. He did that 3 years ago. We interviewed him 3 years ago, put the Obama Deception out 2 years ago. And we are under emergency powers, and the Secretary of the Treasury is really in control of the country. And I want to get this guy who's been for close to 50 years on the front lines exposing the private Federal Reserve. The family are all just great people now. Senator Rand Paul, another chip off the old block, is doing a great job in the Senate. And they really are the first family in liberty in this country, and we can only salute them. That's why COINTELPRO attacks them. Wayne, it is so good to have you here with us, my friend.
I'm glad to be here.
Wayne, I want to get into the War Powers Act and the fact that we have been under martial law since 33, economic dictatorship since 1913, and we're now seeing the fruits of that. And we even saw Obama last week say, I'll just use war powers that were used by Lincoln. After Lincoln was killed in Reconstruction, Ulysses S. Grant against the Congress if they don't raise the debt ceiling. But before we go there, I tell you, the chickens are coming home to roost. You're in the Obama Deception breaking down hyperinflation and what would happen under the banker takeover. So toot your horn, talk about that, and then let's get into who really runs this country.
Well, as you can see, the people you and I know of every day that listen to your radio show and exist on a daily basis have recognized and understand much more today about the Federal Reserve and the loss of the value of dollars than ever in the history of my life. Fascinating and interesting to see how many people are now aware of things, and all of a sudden people will come up to me and say, you know, your brother may have been right. Isn't that amazing? So, yes, it's a major problem, and people daily lose their homes. People daily are looking for work, yet we have an administration and a Congress that doesn't seem to want to help.
Well, their consolidation is going well. Wayne, let's get into the Federal Reserve, what it really is, and the fact that we've been under administrative receivership for a very long time. Let's cut right to the chase for people and break down the emergency powers and the Secretary of the Treasury and what's really going on.
Well, as you know, the Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913 around Christmas time, and there were three people on the floor of the House that passed the Federal Reserve Act. That allowed the United States government to turn over all their money to the Federal Reserve, and in return, the Federal Reserve says we'll loan you all the money you need. And that's the way it's been in operation. In 1933, Roosevelt declared the United States bankrupt. They no longer had any more money coming in than was going out, so they were bankrupt. And the Federal Reserve says, well, wait a minute. What else are you going to pledge as collateral on the debt? And guess what we had by 1936?
Social Security.
It's called Social Security. And each person got a number under the disguise of saying, we're going to create a fund for your retirement so that you can supplement that. But the truth of the matter was a mechanism to control the collateral that the Federal Reserve wanted, which is you and I and our ability to earn a living. And that still exists today.
And we are a country ruled by the big six mega banks who have now brought us to rack and ruin. Did you see Tiny Tim Geithner, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before last, admit that, quote, this is going to be the worst time that we've ever experienced in our lives and isn't going to end for a long time? That's a quote. I mean, I thought we were in the middle of a great boom time thanks to QE1 and QE2.
Well, unfortunately, we know neither of those have worked, and anymore, any addition to the debt is only going to make it worse. And the disguise or the noise coming out, it says, oh, well, since I'm on Social Security, I might not get Social Security this next month, or we won't be able to pay our soldiers. All of that is smoke and mirrors. I can't imagine our government not paying our soldiers and not paying our elderly, and under the threat of our current president saying that that might happen, I think that's a bunch of baloney.
Well, it was always meant to hold us hostage, and now you've got more than half the public either on some type of government assistance or money taken out of their checks for decades being held hostage, or companies surviving on government contracts. They've got us exactly where they want us.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Things are going to get worse before it gets better. We have not seen the bottom of our problems. Our problems are still in front of us. And we as a people, I believe, understand that problem much more today than we ever did. And it's fascinating because I think even our Republican National Party recognize that Ron's right. But they only recognize it in terms of how are we going to keep him out of the platform and out of the nomination. And they're doing it by deceptive means because they cannot attack him on words and phrases because Ron's always told the truth. He's always been right, and people recognize that. So they can't attack him on issues because he's right. So if they can't attack him on issues, when are they going to, how are they going to do it?
Well, they're ignoring him. They're fixing polls. They're ignoring it when he wins big straw polls by huge majorities in places like New Hampshire. And they're also talking like him on the surface. Michelle Bachmann, the IRS enforcer, Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas, Mr. Liberal Pointy Boots, Rick Perry. I mean, they are really getting a gaggle of artificial counterfeit Ron Pauls ready, who as soon as they get in office, of course, are going to continue to serve their masters. I mean, Rick Perry is a Bilderberg minion. It doesn't get any more obvious than this. We don't see Ron Paul invited to Bilderberg.
No, I think you've hit on two main issues. One is we as a nation have to be very careful as conservatives as to which Tea Party group we're going to listen to. The National Republican Party has taken over the name of the Tea Party and spewing out their own liberal agenda in a conservative way, and they're trying to dilute our conservative vote by throwing in as many people as they can into this Republican primary coming up. And they're holding Perry in the wings, saying that he's going to be the saving grace for the Republican Party. And I'm telling you, he's worse. He's done more harm to the state of Texas than the Bushes have ever done.
Yeah, they're selling him as the deus ex, the guy that's going to save everybody at the last minute. I mean, this is, well, I mean, talk about it. He's doubled in his 10 years as governor of the budget.
Yep.
He's passed all these new taxes on businesses, really a state income tax and the franchise tax.
Right.
Forced inoculations, NAFTA superhighways, Al Gore's footstool. I knew from insiders he was always planning to run and said that over a year ago. I talked to Fox News people and others, you know, that met with him privately, and he had that fake pledge he wouldn't run, and then he broke, and now he's looking at breaking the pledge. He always meant to. It's this whole fake, reluctant act. And you know what? Republicans are going to elect him. They love Al Gore at the end of the day. They love being conned. And that's what, Wayne, they don't want something real like Ron Paul because he doesn't have the fancy hair. They like Twinkle Toes. They like the effeminate Perry. And they're going to get it. They want to be slaves, some of them.
Well, again, I go back to the point that they can't discuss issues with Ron because they know he's right. So rather than discuss issues and to bring them up so that the American people can have a clear-cut choice, they just as soon undercut them by throwing these other people out as conservatives so that the conservatives get confused and think a Perry or a Bachman would do a better job and be more as conservative, and that's just not the case.
Talk about your brother, Ron Paul. Well, you know, before we get into Ron and his presidential run, that regardless we win because he's educating people, but he's in the number one, number two, or number three slot, depending on which straw poll or national poll. The media is trying to run the hoax that, oh, he can't win. It's the contrary. He's got 10 times the power he did 3-4 years ago because so much of what he talked about is unfortunately manifested, and he is the thinking person's candidate. But let's look at the stealth candidate, Perry, who is designed to knock Ron Paul out. Let's look at the real enemy here, and he's going to team up with one of the ladies, whether it was going to be Palin, it may be Bachman now. You heard it here first years ago, folks. Watch. We know what we're talking about, so people listen. Let's talk about, I mean, I mentioned some of the things, but horrible for Texas. He's always saying Texas is great because of him. He wants us to believe the sun comes up because of him. How has Perry been bad for Texas?
Well, there are three major issues that I look at. One of the major ones is the TTC, or the Trans-Texas Corridor. He has done more to confiscate private property to build toll roads and then to lease these toll roads to foreign companies to run. And they say that that deal is dead. It's just under another name. It's not dead. The second item that bothers me is our education system. Under Perry, we rank 36th in the nation in high school graduation rates. We rank 49th in verbal SAT scores, 47th in literacy, and 46th in the average math scores. We've lost our education edge, and it is under his administration. But the last thing that I think is worse than ever is his stance on illegal immigration.
Oh, yeah, he claims he's fighting it, but tell folks, he was the guy that got sanctuary cities through and in-state tuition for illegals.
And there is a relative solution that could aid Texas in their budget problem and still be compassionate to illegals, but to turn around and do something about it. And all you need to do is look in other countries and other locations as to how they handle immigration. And if it was done in Texas, it would be fantastic for Texas. It would be fantastic for the illegal. And it would be fantastic for the United States. It's a very simple solution. He won't even look at it.
Now, we don't want to do what Mexico does. They put you in a slave camp for a year. I mean, of course, but then they say our borders have got to be wide open, but they've got some of the strongest in the world
right.
after North Korea.
Right.
What is your solution that other countries have used?
Well, every person that's in this country illegally, if they had 25 days to register, when they register, they bring in $1,500 of their money, but they come in with a sponsor who pays $1,000. That $2,500 is put into a special education fund to teach the illegal how to become a United States citizen.
But they don't want that. They want to keep them in their little subdivisions and use them as political weapons. Stay there. We'll be right back. Absolutely. I tell you, Wayne Paul is dead on this. We'll be right back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Thank you.
Paul is our guest in this segment. The next, then I'm getting into the world news, your phone calls, and a lot more. In fact, if you'd like to go ahead and call on any of the issues we've raised today, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, where you can raise any item or news point you'd like to bring up or any questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you. Wayne, I want to talk about your brother announcing win, lose, or draw. He's leaving Congress, not seeking re-elections. The only way he stays in government is to be the president. But before we go there, with the brother of Ron Paul, himself a great activist in liberty, with Wayne Paul, finish up your point about the program to try to make illegals actually Americans and to share in liberty instead of being taught how to be anti-American collectivist.
Well, it's kind of interesting because that idea I had had for quite a while, but in talking with the Americans that have a Mexican descendancy, they were the ones that wanted to promote it. They said we would love to find a way to turn around and be able to bring these people on board, make them citizens. But you pointed out, they don't want somebody that's educated. They don't want somebody that's intelligent. And they don't want somebody that understands the Constitution. But you sure you can make their sponsor liable for that individual so that if he got into trouble, it's the sponsor's responsibility to help out. And you could do this until they learned enough.
And then that would weed out the criminal element.
Absolutely.
Instead, the government leaves it lawless, doesn't enforce anything, and it becomes the Wild Wild West, and they use that as a pretext to take more of our freedoms.
Right. And you then end up with productive citizens.
Good point. Now, going back to your brother, presidential candidate Ron Paul, we had him on a few weeks ago. Can't wait till we have him back up in a few weeks. But he's announced he's retiring from the House after long, great duty. He's either going to the White House or he's going home.
Yeah, and I admire him for his time and effort. I can't believe that he has been so strong for so long, but I'm going to tell you, he's paid his dues, and he deserves to sit back and say who else is going to carry on in his stead, and we need to find people that will run in his district that have similar philosophies and continue his tradition, and I just hope we find somebody that meets those standards.
Well, he's got a good chance of winning the presidency if we believe he can win. He's number one in many polls, number two or three in the others, winning a lot of the key straw polls, places like New Hampshire. But regardless, he wins by injecting real issues. But, talking to Ron Paul off air a few weeks ago, he sounded really happy. And this is a guy who works 16, 18 hours a day. I don't know how he does it. And I can imagine, I mean, I dream about not doing this. I can't imagine being, 75 years old? 70, how old is he now?
He's 75.
Wow. I mean, what did he tell you about wanting to retire if he didn't win the presidency?
He's never talked to me about it. I think it's just been something that's been playing on his mind. I think he wants to spend more time with his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. He wants to spend some more time with his wife. He wants to relax a little bit and enjoy everything that he's worked so hard for. You know, we kind of pick on him because he's the middle of five boys. So, but do you know, last week or so, the congressman played baseball, and he hit a home run.
I know. He's incredible. He's a war horse. Folks, I know how hard it is to think hour after hour every day. It's very exhausting. I get tired just looking at Ron Paul. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.